Radio Prague News. A demonstration in support of the Belarus opposition took place on Prague's Old Town Square on Saturday. The Foreign Ministry has advised Czechs to curtail all non-essential travel to Egypt until the situation in the country stabilizes. And the Justice Ministry is working on an amendment to the law which would allow fathers to reject paternity of a child born in wedlock until the age of six. 24 people gathered on Prague's Old Town Square on Saturday to demonstrate their support for the Belarus opposition. The demonstrators called for the release of all political prisoners and an end to repression of the regime's opponents. The Czech Senate this week issued a condemnation of Belarus for its crackdown on demonstrators after presidential elections in December and the arrest of several hundred political opponents of President Alexander Lukashenko. Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg told the chamber that the Lukashenko regime was an insufferable dictatorship and said he would push for sanctions against the country in the European Union. The Foreign Ministry has advised Czechs to curtail all non-essential travel to Egypt until the situation in the country stabilizes. There are currently some 800 Czech tourists in the country, but all are reported to be in safe destinations, primarily Egypt's Red Sea resorts. A flight to Prague from Prague to Cairo was delayed by several hours on Friday night due to the street riots, but charter holiday flights are reportedly running on schedule. The Justice Ministry is working on an amendment to the law which would allow fathers to reject paternity of a child born in wedlock up until the age of six. The present law only gives them 6 months to file a suit. It is estimated that between 4% and 10% of all children born in wedlock have different biological fathers than assumed. The law is being amended in the wake of a case in which a man filed a complaint with a constitutional court after learning that he was not the biological father of his child a few years after his right to reject paternity had expired. Prague City Transport Management has announced it will start scenting Prague buses as of February in order to improve the quality of service. The scents found to be universally acceptable are cinnamon and lemon, both of which have been tested on buses in the town of Pardubice. A spokesman for City Transport Management there said they had received no complaints and the scents had not, to their knowledge, triggered any allergic reactions. And finally, a quick look at the weather. The coming days should continue partly cloudy with day temperatures dropping to -4 degrees Celsius. Nighttime lows may reach -16 degrees. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.